Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Unawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these Dhamma teachings. Today, we'll learn more about the Supreme Buddha's quality of Arahant. Along the way, we hear about what happened when King Pasenadi went to war with King Ajatasattu. Tell me, do you like to be the winner? Winning is fun, isn't it? But there's a dark side to winning, one that can take away our happiness. Keep listening to learn more. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Buddha Nusati. Now we're going to practice a very useful meditation called Buddha Nusati. We think about the Supreme Buddha's qualities so that our mind can be calm and concentrated. This kind of meditation also helps us to develop confidence in the Supreme Buddha. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become very still. Now, think in this way.
My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, eradicated passion, hatred and delusion. Supreme Buddha eradicated the desire for seeing forms, eradicated the desire for hearing sounds, eradicated the desire for smelling odors, eradicated the desire for tasting flavors, eradicated the desire for touching tangibles, eradicated the desire for thinking thoughts. In this way, the great teacher, Supreme Buddha, is an arahant. Supreme Buddha realize the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help, achieve true happiness. In this way, the great teacher is a Sammasambuddha. Supreme Buddha saw the passing away of other beings. Supreme Buddha recollected past lives, saw the passing away of other beings, purified the mind from all taint, developed great virtue, concentration and wisdom. In this way, the great teacher is vijjacharana sampanno supreme buddha followed the noble path and achieved true happiness, achieved Nibbana. In this way, the great Buddha is Sugato, my great teacher. Supreme Buddha understood all worlds and escaped from all worlds. In this way, the great Buddha is Lokavidu. Supreme Buddha tamed others' mind with supernatural powers by reading others' mind, by preaching the Dhamma. Became an incomparable teacher. In this way, the great Buddha is Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. Supreme Buddha became a great teacher for gods and humans. In this way, the great Buddha became a Satta Deva Manusanam. Supreme Buddha taught the sublime Dhamma without holding anything back. In this way, the great Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha, my great teacher, Gautama Buddha, obtain these unique qualities, became a Bhagavan. My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, is a Bhagavan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, we have been learning about the Buddha's great qualities and also the eight moments that a person could experience in life. Those are gains, losses, then having a lot of people around a person, then not having people around. So you can call it fame or infame. Then some people are praised, then you get praised, then you are blamed, and also happiness and suffering. So today we have to learn about happiness and suffering. Now, you know that Buddha had a very strong and a confident mind in face of these moments in life. He never regret or felt sad when he experienced these moments in life, these situations in life. So now the last two moments that we have to discuss and learn is happiness and suffering. Dear children, if someone lived happily in this world, if someone lived extremely happy, that was a Buddha. There's no one who lived happily than the Buddha. If someone lived happily after the Buddha, they are the great arahants. The Buddha, he was always happy being detached to the world. While all the other people are being sad while being attached, the Buddha was happy being detached. The Buddha was happy knowing that that was his last life. The Buddha was happy that he was a Buddha. A Buddha was happy thinking that the Blessed One was able to introduce a nun's life to this world. A Buddha was so happy thinking that he was able to introduce a path to attain Nibbana. And he was so happy that thinking that he did all these things without the guidance of a teacher. But one thing, there was one secret, children. Buddha was happy thinking of the services he did, but he never became proud. That's the amazing thing in a Buddha's life. He was never intoxicated. He never stepped down others. He realized these things with good qualities. He had all these knowledges. He had supernatural powers, but he did not misuse it. Now, children, just imagine if we had a mind to see other people's mind, to read other people's mind. Just imagine, what would we do? Will we just keep quiet? No, if we now, usually in school, if you get to know a secret or a fault in any of your friends, don't you reveal it when that friend gets angry at you? If you have a friend, if you know your friend's secret, and later your friend gets angry with you, then after your friend gets angry, don't you reveal the secrets? And when you get angry, and if your friend does something wrong, or when you're happy with your friend, don't you reveal the other's secrets? But the Buddha did not do such things. Why? He was able to read other people's mind while he lived with loving kindness. While his mind was undefiled. So, the Blessed One lived happily without having hatred towards others. Among the people who had hate, the Blessed One lived without hate. Among the people who lived with affliction, the Blessed One lived without affliction. Among the people who had agitated minds, the Blessed One had a calm mind. Dear children, the Blessed One, while the other people were suffering from desires, the Blessed One did not suffer from desires. So the Blessed One lived happily by eradicating unwholesome actions in the mind. The Blessed One lived happily. He experienced happiness after purifying his mind. He experienced happiness without being jealous of others. Now some people, they delight and they are happy when their enemies fall in trouble. But the Blessed One did such things. The Blessed One was not happy by seeing the other people's downfall. even towards an enemy, the Blessed One had the same loving kindness as the Blessed One is showing to his own son, that was Prince Rahula. Whatever the loving kindness that Blessed One had towards Prince Rahula, had towards all the monks in the Buddha Sasana. If there was one monk called Devadatta, if the Blessed One tried so much and worked hard to help one monk among all the monks in the Buddha Sasana, that was Devadatta. Blessed One tried to see a single place, a single chance. Blessed One tried to see, checked whether there is any chance that he could help Devadatta. In the suttas, it's mentioned, children, Blessed One has done so much, done so many things to help Devadatta. So, we were fortunate to know these things and to learn these things. There's a nice chapter in the Dhammapada. You call it Sukhavagga. So when you have time, try to read those stanzas, Dhammapada Gathas, about happiness. So during the Buddha's time, there were two kings. One king was King Pasenadi Kosala, and the other king was King Ajasattha. King Ajasattha was King Bimbisara's son. So Ajasattha killed his father and he ruled the kingdom. He ruled the kingdom of Magadha. And Kosala, King Pasenadi Kosala, ruled the kingdom of Kosala. So in between Kosala kingdom and Magadha, there was a province called Kasi. So now King Kosala wanted to take over the kingdom of the province of Kasi. So King Kosala fought with Ajasattha 3 times and King Kosala was defeated. He lost. So Ajasattha was a very young king. King Kosala was very matured, old, and he had more power. But then he was defeated 3 times. So finally, Pasenadi Kosala couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't do his normal activities. So then the monks, the people in Savatnura, in the entire kingdom, started talking about this. See what has happened to Pasenadi Kosala. He has lost 3 times to Ajasattha. So then this discussion went among the monks as well. Among the monks' discussion, this discussion was happening. So then Blessed One knew that monks were discussing this topic. So then Blessed One said like this, "Dear monks, the ones who win will have enemies. The ones who lost lives with suffering and sadness. This is the nature of the world. But then the arahants, by abandoning victory and losses both, they live happily." Now see how amazing the Buddha's way of thinking. So Blessed One said, "Victory gives rise to hate. The defeated dwell in pain. Giving up both victory and defeat, the sage dwells happily." So imagine, children, now we didn't know these things. We think once we are won, once we have win a game, everything is done. We are happily living. But then we have forgotten that there are some people who's living with hatred towards us. There are some people who's living with hatred and having hatred towards us. We have forgotten that. And the ones who lost will live with sadness. So by abandoning this victory and sadness both, the great arahants, they live happily. So children, if the arahants lived so happily, just think about the Buddha. So if arahants lived happily by abandoning victory and losses both, just imagine how much the Blessed One lived happily. So today we learned this nice Dhammapada stanza and this nice story where King Kosala lost 3 times to a young king and then couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. But then while those kings had those problems, the Buddha did not have any of those problems. The arahants did not have any of those problems. Why? They were arahants. Who they were? Even Buddha was an arahant and his disciples also became arahants. So today is the last day of our learning, the first quality of the Buddha. That is the quality of arahant. That is the arahant quality. That is the arahant quality. So by understanding the nature of a Buddha and the way he react for these 8 moments in life, these 8 changes, these 8 conditions in life, may you also have the opportunity, may we also have the opportunity to face these 8 types of conditions in life that we face with a confident mind and have more confidence in the Buddha, in the Buddha's first quality, and live happily without living with sadness. And may all of us realize the 4 Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Today, you can pay extra attention to the things that make you happy. Usually, when we're happy, we don't think much about how we got to be happy. So today, try and see what the cause of your happiness is. Is it because you got something that you wanted? Or you got to do something that you wanted to do? Well, each time, try to remember that these kinds of happiness are dependent on getting things that we like, and that we don't want to be sad when those things go away. So, today, we've collected lots of merit by following the Supreme Buddha's instructions. You've gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. You've undertaken again the 5 precepts that offer us happiness in this life and happiness in future lives as well. We practiced Buddha Anusati meditation, and together we learned more about the Arahant quality of the Supreme Buddha. So, when we collect merit in this way, we like others to also have a happy mind thinking about these wholesome actions. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May they have happy minds remembering these wholesome actions. May our teachers, our parents, our family, our friends, may they all rejoice in the merit that we've done here today. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Thank you.